Hello?
Hi, this is Rob from Opinion Research, and today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Let me ask you, are you registered to vote in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
And do you think of yourself as a male, female, genderqueer, gender non-conforming, not exclusive male nor female?
Male all easy is.
Thank you. Moving on. What is the year of your birth?
1943.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And what is your race?
Negro, African American.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I say 2-year degree.
Associate degree.
Yeah.
No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, a 5 means there's some power, and a 0 means that your vote has no power at all. From 0 to 10, how would you grade that your vote has power?
About 7.
About 7, thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Very or somewhat?
Very, somewhat.
Somewhat dissatisfied, thank you. Please rate your feelings over some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have an opinion and have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The Democratic Party, how would you grade it from 0 to 10?
8.
Okay. Joe Biden?
8.
The Republican Party?
6.
Donald Trump?
6.
Senator Bob Casey Jr.?
8.
Thank you. J.T. Vance?
I don't know nothing about him, really. Newcomer.
Thank you. Kamala Harris?
I'd say 8 with her, too.
And Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I don't know enough about his stuff, you know.
Okay. Thank you. I know it's still a way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or the other independent or third party?
I'm leaning toward Harris.
Kamala Harris. Thank you. I know it's still a way off, but if November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Probably Democrat.
Democrat. Thank you. Which of the following statement is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement N. A. Voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Or statement B. My personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
It'll impact me. It's impacting me now as I'm writing out some bills, interest rates.
So it will be a statement B, much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. And which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, or our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, or our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future.
Let's see, that's hard. Well, I mean, he's not working that good because right now everything's going to the rich. The rich got richer. Poor got poor.
Thank you. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? Your own future?
Do you feel positive or negative?
Positive.
Positive.
The future of the country?
Let me see. Well, if India goes with China and Russia, we messed up. Think we in big trouble.
So you will feel positive or negative?
Negative.
And the future of the planet? Feel positive or negative?
Oh, that would be positive.
Thank you. Moving on. From your most recent voting experience in November 2022 election, would you say that voting...
How many questions have you got?
We are already in the 75%. The voting is getting harder or easier for you, or has been about the same?
About the same.
Thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. I don't like any of the candidates. I don't know enough about the candidates. I don't have time to vote. It's too difficult for me to vote because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter, or none of the above.
None of the above, because I will vote.
Thank you. And who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all that apply, Democrats, all politicians, racist politicians, Republicans, or none of the above.
Republicans.
Republicans, thank you. Below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America.
I'm in the middle of trying to get dinner now, and you going on like I ain't doing nothing but sitting. How many questions you got? I asked you before.
I don't have exactly how many questions are, sir, since it is...
Well, I'm sorry. It's dinner time, and we're eating. We're eating dinner. Thank you.
Can I give you a call back later?